I am Ibrahim Traore, and today I'm pulling off your masks. Yes, you heard correctly. I, whom you call a young military junta leader, whom you brand as a dangerous radical, whom you serve up as an anti-Western dictator, am now telling you the truth. And this time you cannot turn off your microphones. This time you cannot turn away your cameras. This time your editors cannot cut this speech. Because the world you monopolize no longer exists. Because millions will hear these words now, without passing through your filters, without being subjected to your distortions, without being muddied by your lies. I am 34 years old. Every day of my life, I grew up with your lies. As a child, I would watch Africa on television. Always the same images. Children with flies, dry lands, weapons, death. This is Africa, they told us. This is what Africa is. And we believed it. We were ashamed of ourselves. We were ashamed of our own lands, of our own people. But then I grew up. I read. I researched. I questioned. And I understood that the Africa you showed us wasn't real. The story you told us was a lie. The fate you imposed on us was a script you had written. For years, how have you portrayed Africa? How have you shown it? How have you sold it to your viewers? As if we were creatures who had no share of humanity. As if we were savages left outside of civilization. As if we were wretches waiting for you to save us. Every day, every hour, every minute, the same story plays on your screens. Hunger, war, disease, corruption, terror, chaos. These are the words that come to mind when Africa is mentioned. In your Africa dictionary, there are no other words. No hope, no success, no development, no resistance, no honor, no pride, no victory. So I ask you, New York Times, Washington Post, Guardian, Le Monde, have you ever made Africa's successes your headlines? How many times have you written about Rwanda's technology miracle? How many times have you shown Ethiopia's reforestation project? How many times have you praised Botswana's democratic success? How many times have you described Kenya's entrepreneurial ecosystem? No, because these don't fit your scenario. Your Africa cannot be successful. It cannot, because then how will you legitimize your exploitation? If it's not in need of help, how will you intervene? If it's not backward, how will you look down on it? Have you ever asked yourselves, has any editor sitting at their desk, any news director in a meeting, any columnist at their keyboard ever thought, why are the people of the world's richest lands poor? Here are the numbers for you, real numbers. Africa owns 70% of the world's cobalt reserves. Your cell phone, your computer, your electric car won't work without cobalt. This cobalt comes from Congo, but Congolese can't afford cell phones. Africa owns 90% of the world's platinum reserves. Catalytic converters, electronic devices, medical implants, they all need platinum. This platinum comes from South Africa, but South Africans are crushed by unemployment. Africa provides 30% of the world's gold production. Mali, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Tanzania. Gold flows like rivers from our lands. But our people swim in poverty. Africa supplies 65% of the world's diamond production. Botswana, Angola, Congo, Sierra Leone, billions of dollars worth of diamonds are extracted, but our miners live on $1 a day. Africa owns 35% of the world's uranium reserves. Niger, Namibia, South Africa. Nuclear plants run on our uranium. Paris lights burn with our uranium, but our villages have no electricity. And you still ask, why is Africa poor? No, the right question is, how was Africa kept poor while being so rich? Here's your answer. Colonialism didn't end. It changed shape. You used to come and occupy our lands. Now you come and establish companies. You used to take by force. Now you make agreements. You used to rule with the whip. Now you rule with credit. Let me give you concrete examples. With numbers, names, dates, but you'll never write about these. Glencore, Swiss-based mining giant, extracting cobalt in Congo, 2022 revenue, $256 billion, tax paid to Congo, $500 million, that's 0.2%. Is this justice? Rio Tinto, British-Australian mining giant, extracting bauxite in Guinea, 20 million tons annually. What's left for Guinea? Environmental pollution and cancer. Total, now Total Energies, French oil giant, extracting oil in Angola, Nigeria, Congo. 2022, profit, $36 billion investment in Africa, dirty pipelines, Anglo-American, founded in South Africa but now in London. Diamonds, platinum, iron, taking everything. What it left in South Africa? 6 million unemployed miners. And these are just the tip of the iceberg. What about the invisible, the secret deals, the offshore accounts, the transfer pricing tricks? Every year, $88 billion in illegal money flows out of Africa. Who writes about this? Every year, $45 billion in aid comes to Africa. Everyone writes about this, but no one says, Africa is not the continent receiving aid, it's the continent giving aid. While you zoom your cameras on swollen bellies, there is a huge system working silently in the background. Every day, tons of gold, diamonds, cobalt, uranium, oil leave our land. But how? Here is the system. Step 1. Create corruption. Bribe our leaders. Open offshore accounts. Promise them a life of luxury. Send their children to your schools. Step 2. Make deals. Get 50-year, 99-year concessions. Ask for tax exemptions. Be exempt from environmental rules. Ignore labor rights. Step 3. Control the infrastructure. Take over ports, airports, railways, but only from the mine to the harbor. Don't build roads to the villages. Don't bring electricity to schools. Step 4. Provide security. Set up private security companies. Arm them. Declare protesting. Step 5. Silence the media. Buy local journalists. Suppress opposing voices. Serve internal unrest news to international media. And this is how the system works. It's been working like this for 100 years. And you don't see this system. You don't want to see it. Because you're part of the system too. Who are the biggest advertisers of New York Times, CNN, BBC, oil companies, mining companies, arms companies, pharmaceutical cartels? The companies that exploit Africa. You live on their money. You defend their interests. And what I'm about to tell you might cost me my life. But it's no longer time to be silent. France's system in Africa is the CFA franc. 14 African countries still use French colonial currency. 50% of these countries' central bank reserves sit in the French treasury. France applies negative interest to this money, so we pay France to use our own money. Through this system, France transfers $500 billion worth of resources from Africa every year. Does anyone write about this? No. But when France gives Africa 10 billion euros in aid, it makes headlines. Britain's system is more sophisticated. London is the world's money laundering center. City of London, offshore paradise. Every penny stolen from Africa passes through London. Jersey, Guernsey, Cayman Islands, Virgin Islands, all under British control. Africa's wealth hides there. America's system is AFRICOM. Africa Command, 46 military bases on the continent. Official purpose, security. Real purpose, resource control. Drones in our airspace every day, listening devices everywhere. They say fighting terrorism, but it's not terrorists. It's people's leaders who are targeted. China is the new player, says win-win, builds infrastructure, gives credit. But in exchange for what? 99-year port concessions, mining rights, agricultural lands, debt trap diplomacy, ask Sri Lanka, ask Zambia. And you write about none of this. Why? Because you're not free press. You're corporate press. Your bosses are billionaires. Jeff Bezos bought Washington Post. Why? For love of journalism? Rupert Murdoch's media empire, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, The Sun, The Times, all from the same hand, all giving the same message. West is good, others are bad. Carlos Slim is the largest shareholder of New York Times, Mexican billionaire. Where's his wealth from? Monopolized telecommunications, got rich off Latin America's back, now controls America's most respected newspaper. And you claim to do independent journalism? Who are your editors? Which schools did they graduate from? Harvard, Yale, Oxford, Cambridge? Always the same elite schools, always the same worldview, always the same prejudices. How are your reporters selected? How many languages does your Africa correspondent speak? French, English, that's all. Swahili, Hausa, Yoruba.